This call is being recorded.
All right, everybody, let's just jump right in. I am jam-packed with like excitement about this call, and so we're just gonna get started right now. I hit record, ball is rolling, we're ready to go, game is on. So go ahead and take your notepad out or anything that you want for taking notes. I'm not even gonna do an intro. You guys probably know a lot about my story, so I'm going to jump right into giving you guys a lot of just tips and advice and not a whole lot of fluff. When it comes to traffic and building a team or a community online, the truth is the most effective way to create a tribe of followers for you is going to be tapping into your authentic voice and really becoming transparent in what you do. So what that means, I'm going to dive right into the beginning of this whole segment. And just to let you guys know, I'm going to keep this fairly short, about 25 minutes as kind of a power session, about 25 minutes long, just to give you all a heads up. So the very first words of advice, I saw my business really transform when I started to take down the guard of, oh, everything's perfect, like life is so perfect and all flowers and butterflies and everything, and really started sharing the things that made my story memorable and unique and the things that were a little bit hard to share, you know. My very first endeavor in business, I guess there was a year when I was just running my blog. So I was running stayathomesusie.com before I had my Susie Romans brand. I was more of a mommy blogger, I guess you could say. I was selling ebooks and it wasn't that successful. It was okay. I was making maybe $400 a month, which is not enough for anybody to live off of, right? So what changed for me was truly that moment when I was able to say, all right, this world of being completely siloed and hiding behind a screen and just putting out, you know, the filter of what you want people to see, I was just getting sick of that model of pretending like everything was going to be great, trying to come up with content that was really bland and vague and very vanilla, because nobody really connects with that kind of content. You know, so this very first bit of advice that I want to share with you guys, it's about finding your true authentic voice. And the way to do that is, I believe, through journaling and through taking off the mask of, you know, being more transparent and putting yourself out there. So it's going to require a little bit more of vulnerability. And the other thing I want to mention is really beginning to tap into the things that you care about the most. Meaning, when I think about my business, like, why do I do what I do, right? There's a TED talk by Simon Sinek that I love. It spoke to me, and he talks about starting with why. That's the name of his talk. You know, why are you in business? And being a mom who has kids, you know, like, I want to be proud of what I do and what I leave behind so that, you know, when my kids are old enough to know that mommy has a business, like, I want them to see what I do and see that I really gave it my all. And so when I think about these kinds of things, and when I think about what really matters to me, I start to care less and less what other people will quote unquote think of you, or if other people judge you. Because in reality, we want to connect with other humans. And probably the reason you're even on this call today is because you must have connected with some element of my story, which is a part of finding your authentic voice, is really sharing the story behind who you are, behind your brand, and why you do what you do. Right? So it's going to take a little bit of effort, but I have to tell you that the best thing you can do to start finding your authentic voice is going to be to spend about 20 minutes a day just writing, just putting out, you know, pen to paper or grabbing your laptop and just typing out, here is what I believe in. Here is why I'm in business. Here is the truth my truth, right? Of what I want to share and what means, you know, what means the most to me, why you're doing this, what you're really feeling. And start to talk about the stories as well, because stories really are relatable. You know, when I talk about my blog, starting my blog, having my children, different areas, different ups and downs in my business, people can relate to those types of stories. I mean, even if I talk about my past, I've had some email blasts that went out where I talk about like things from high school experiences and how I used to be just really, really shy and have no confidence and stuff. Thank you for being so transparent. You know, it's not like you have to pretend to be perfect, because people actually want you or would prefer for you to just be human, right? And tell them the truth, right? Of how you're feeling in certain situations and things like that. So that's what I want to talk about regarding authenticity. I believe that it reflects in your bank account. It really does. When I look at a lot of the most successful people, friends of mine who are multiple six-figure earners or even in earning millions, I have some friends that are literally seven-figure business owners online, and they have truly found their stride in terms of being authentic and saying, you know what, maybe I'm not going to be everyone's flavor, and that's okay. You know, you're going to create a tribe of followers that is in tune with what you care about and your message, you know, and the people who unsubscribe or whatever, forget about them. They're just not relevant. They're not followers of what you care about, what your brand stands for. So that's okay. All right. Next up, let's talk about becoming a superhuman producer of online content. So the first thing that I want to say is, remember this: before you consume any media online, I want you to first put on your producer or your creator hat. So in order to be a successful business owner, I firmly believe that you have to be producing more content than you are consuming. You know, there is a time and place for you to be consuming you know, trainings and information like you are right now, if it's going to, you know, shortcut the process or take you through less trials and less errors, it's good to learn. But what I'm talking about when it starts to get into a waste of time is like scrolling through your Facebook news feed or scrolling through Instagram or whatever, Pinterest, when you really have no direction. You know, that stuff has got to stop when it comes to producing content, because you're literally wasting time. And you have to become more and more conscious when this is happening. And, you know, the question that you want to ask yourself, is this income producing? You know, is this something that's going to help my business, or am I literally just wasting time right now? And I've become really good at catching myself. So because I talk about this so much, about not wasting time scrolling through feeds and stuff, because I say that, I'm just hypersensitive to if I do find myself, you know, in bed or, you know, I'm just kind of relaxing or whatever, I have some downtime and I do click on the apps, I just become like, I have this heightened awareness where I stop myself and I say, okay, don't just be consuming, like think or make a plan about what I'm going to create. So something, another part of that is every day, I think that you should be producing some sort of content, whether that's going to be, it might just be a blog post. It might just be a social media post. It could be an audio recording or a video. You know, whatever kind of channel you gravitate toward is what I would encourage you to get better and better at. I don't think that you need to do everything. I don't believe you need to be on every social media platform. I think that you should be using the systems that and the vehicles or the platforms where you really light up, okay? And what that means is, do you love being on camera, for example, or does being on video completely freak you out, you know? In which case, you don't have to do it, right? If you don't like it. But if you like it, then I would say spend time mastering that. Work on your YouTube channel and be consistent with it. Because if you actually enjoy it, chances are you're going to make time for it. And so you're going to have that kind of superhuman productivity moving when you're actually excited to produce those forms of content. You know, I have friends that love writing. So every single day before anything else, they spend time writing. Okay. And for me, whenever I have time between clients or between webinars and calls and all the things that, you know, keep my schedule very busy, if I see a gap in my schedule, I'm like, bam, I'm going to record a video because I love it. I love doing video. I love coming up with fun topics. I love recording and even editing video. So my question to you, what lights you up? Because there's got to be something. Otherwise, why are you in business, right? You should be actually enjoying some element of that, whether it's writing, speaking, recording video, audios, something, right? Every day, another piece that just came to me, every day when you sit down to work, I would really have a journal that's maybe just for your content ideas. And you start writing down, you know, oh, I have this one video that I really want to record about this, you know, and every day jotting down a new piece of content or a new something that you can create, you know, and if all you can muster up is an inspirational post or a quote or something on social media, at least said something, and at least you're producing versus just consuming other people's stuff. Because in order for you to get seen online, get visibility and exposure, you have to actually be the creator of something, right? I mean, it makes sense. All right, so let's keep moving forward. The next thing I want to talk about is really using your site as a cash flow hub. And what I mean when I say that is make sure that when you're driving traffic to your site, you actually have things on there for people to engage with and for people to, if not just opt in, then for you to sell as well. So there's kind of a lead generation cycle that happens. Like for example, when cold traffic, brand new people get exposed to your brand, maybe they come to your site through a blog article or you've sent something on social media. So maybe they're coming from all different kind of spokes on a wheel. It could be webinar, it could be social media, YouTube, it could be a telesummit, any different way that they're coming to you. Which hint here, secret, right, truth is if you don't have traffic, you need to go out and collaborate with people who have traffic, okay? If you are currently operating as a silo, like I was talking about when I was just using my blog, you know, just writing and writing on my blog and sharing things on Pinterest, I wasn't really collaborating with other people. Strategies on Pinterest, a lot of what I did got shared organically and naturally because I was hanging out somewhere where there was a lot of my ideal clients. But if your stuff doesn't get naturally and organically shared, or maybe not right away, you have to go out and partner and collaborate with people who are going to help you expose yourself and get some reach. Because when we talk about utilizing all of these different systems, whichever ones you choose, the website traffic, the visitors are going to start trickling in from multiple different paths. And it's your job as a business owner to create those marketing opportunities. It could be a speaking event, right? It could be anything, telesummit, blog article, guest post, so many different options. People begin to start trickling into your world, and you need to use that opportunity to get them to get involved somehow in your brand. So they may subscribe as an email subscriber through like an opt-in or a lead magnet. That's one way for them to subscribe and to identify who they are, because it's important for you in order to sell. And in order to really start making money, you have to have leads and they need to identify who they are, submit their name and email, right? Another thing is having some entry-level product on your website. So I would ask you, do you have anything entry-level right now on your site that if browsers and new visitors come and they're like, oh my gosh, you know, Teresa, I'll use you as an example. I love Teresa, like her message just speaks to me. Maybe they're not ready to drop $700 on a private coaching session, but if you have a $10 ebook or a $15 ebook, well, that's not a very big investment. I mean, we're talking about $10. Nobody has to really think twice about spending $10 on an ebook. The point is that there is an opportunity for your site to make money for you. All right. Your website should be your 24/7 salesperson or sales machine where traffic is coming in. You're connecting with your audience. They're either subscribing as an email subscriber and opting in, or they're potentially even buying the products and programs that you have. All right. So it's not mystical. It's not magical. It really is the fact that you have to have offerings on your website. And if right now you tell me, Susie, I'm not making any money, I would turn right around and say, well, what are you selling? Like, what do you have there to offer? Or if you have offerings, you know, maybe you're not nurturing those people enough. Because people will buy what you have if you nurture them and help them to understand why they need it and all the benefits and features and things like that. So you may have to kind of nurture them to get to know you, like you, and trust you, right? If you're not using your site as a hub to drive traffic, to get people to know you, like you, and trust you, you're missing out on a huge potential. I mean, there's literally millions, I don't know, maybe it's even billions of people on the internet. So for you to say that there's not enough, you can't find traffic or you don't know where to get visibility, I think that's just an excuse. I mean, there are so many ways for you to collaborate with other people and really get out there and start promoting what you have, what you care about, your truth, right? And start talking about that in the communities and the Facebook groups and things like that, you will begin to grow a tribe and a group of subscribers and fans. So let's talk about the next area. I know we're breezing through here, but I told you guys I wanted to jam-pack this full of information. So let's move to the next one, which is how to use images to get more visibility. So images were one of the secret tools that helped my first blog to really get a massive amount of traffic, to where I'm still seeing the benefits of things that I posted 2 years ago. I'm still getting hundreds of thousands of hits. I mean, to Stay at Home Susie, there's still a massive amount of traffic, and a small percentage of those people trickle into my new business and my new brand over at susieromans.com. But images had a lot to do with that. You know, if you're working with women or targeting women, we are all over the visual marketing. So we're all over Pinterest. We're all over the Instagram, Facebook images. The truth is that it captures your eye. Things that are visually pleasing, specifically Pinterest. I did a lot of, you know, after I'd write a blog article, I'd go over to either Canva or PicMonkey, and I would create an image for whatever article I had just written or whatever I created, any piece of content. Maybe it's an audio recording or a podcast, a blog, whatever you're creating. Go make an image for it on PicMonkey or Canva. I'm pretty sure both of them offer like a free version, or you can upgrade to the paid. The images, and when you start sharing them and pinning them and Instagramming and sharing it on Facebook, those things capture people's attention more than just text. So I'm always preaching moving toward this more visual type marketing where you're capturing attention and you're also including a very clickable, is what I call a clickable headline that makes people very curious, like how to drive traffic using Pinterest or how to use Instagram to get 1,000 email subscribers. You know, that how to is very common because people want to click on it and they want to go to your website to figure out the answer. You know, us humans, we're like programmed to try to find out the answers to things. So when you do like a how-to or 10 ways or whatever, so coming up with the kind of very clickable headlines, it really not forces, but it really encourages people to click and try to figure out the answer. right? So using the blend of that curiosity factor mixed with using images, and I talk about this a lot inside of my website traffic solution. Everything inside of that program is a strategy for you to start using today, like as soon as possible. You can start using any of the strategies inside my program to basically get the ball rolling. Because I know that a lot of people in business, they kind of get to their computer and they're like, oh, I'll work and I love working and blah, 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 but I'm not selling or I'm not. Well, what are you doing, you know, when you sit at your computer? The question is, are you spending that time engaging with an audience and creating a community, or are you just consuming other people's media, you know? So what my program, the Website Traffic Solution, is all about helping you to know exactly what to do. I give you like over 10, 15 different strategies that you can start doing right away that help you to get traffic. As a matter of fact, if you do them, there's no way for you to not get traffic. I mean, it's impossible if you actually do what the course tells you to do. So aside from using images, there's lots of other things. There's the types of headlines that you write. There's the types of subject lines. If you're sending out email blasts every week, those are also very important. You have to have email subject lines that pose some sort of curiosity, or there's like actually multiple different elements and kind of those human emotion factors that make people want to click. And you want to make sure that you're tapping those different things that encourages people to open up, to get to know you, trickle down to your website. And then of course you're going to have people funnel into buying your products and programs. So to prepare your site, I would say for the maximum audience growth, you have to be focusing on your list building. And that's really the last thing that I want to mention for you guys in this call. You know, somebody recently was talking about how you'd never go to a restaurant if there was just one thing on the menu, right? We like to have variety. And the same thing goes for with your website. You're going to have all different kinds of people start to get curious about what you do. If you're in health and weight loss, or, you know, maybe you're a parenting expert, there's lots of different industries. People are going to trickle over and have different needs. So it is up to you to create different opt-in offers and lead magnets that are going to encourage people to subscribe, to give you their name and their email so that you can keep marketing to them and engaging with them and nurturing them. You know, keep giving them the value that they need. You ask them, what are you struggling with? And then create things that are going to help them. The way to do this is really to have multiple lead magnets on your website so that people can subscribe, and then you can keep nurturing them. Okay. My best advice for nurturing is to really connect with your tribe, whether that's going to be on Facebook or if you're going to create a membership site. You might even just email your followers and your fans and say, hey, what are you struggling with right now? And what can I create that would be valuable? If you don't have a tribe, you can even go look in other groups and start searching through the conversations and really asking people, what are you struggling with most? And what is the solution that you have? You know, when I think about a lot of my friends in the industry who are doing multiple six figures, or like I said, even seven figures online, they are always leading with value. They don't count how much. Am I giving away too much? They're never asking that. What they're doing is giving away more than enough. So teach everything you know. Share everything you know. And that kind of giving of yourself and serving really attracts people toward you. If you give it all away, people will still want the next level. So never be afraid that you can give away too much information. You know, that's what builds a group. That's what builds an audience and a following online. And that kind of content, when it's of pure value, it gets shared with other people. You know, so you're going to share this audio or this ebook or whatever with someone else and say, look at what she's sharing. There's like a ton of good stuff in here. You know, she's literally giving away all her secrets. That kind of stuff is remarkable and it's shareable. I find that the people who are stuck in scarcity are always worrying like, oh, am I giving away too much? And the people who say that ironically are the ones who are also broke and, you know, and making like maybe $50 to $500 a month, which is not enough for anyone to live off of, you know? So give it all away, throw the value around and you will be surprised. People will start coming out of the woodwork to say, you know, hey, I still have an extra question, or I need the next level of support. How can I work with you? Or what do you advise? Like, I love all your videos, but I need more. You know, that's the kind of response that I get, you know, and I see the sales pouring into my bank account every day. I'm helping, I'm serving, I'm giving information away, and yet people are still coming for more, okay? So I hope this training was really helpful for all of you guys. Like I said, I need to keep it short today. I wanted to keep this about 25-minute long training. If any of you guys have questions, feel free to pop over to susieromans.com. I do have a contact form on my website, so I encourage you, if you'd like to contact me or if you have any questions, I don't have time today for a Q&A call because I only blocked off about 30 minutes. But if you want to reach out to me, feel free. I am an open book and I truly want all the best for all of you guys. It makes me feel so special that you have chosen me as a mentor and a guide for you. So if you have questions, reach out to me. Another solution program is open for enrollment for only about 2 more days. So if you haven't already looked at it, I would encourage you. There is so much good training in there. If you liked what I presented here, you would absolutely fall in love with. There's like over 10 videos, and the bonuses during these next 2 days, they will be gone in 2 days, but the bonuses are amazing. One of my clients, Nicole, is giving away a 30-minute session for every single person who signs up to create an entire traffic plan, a project management plan for your content. I have a 5-figure masterclass all about launching. So if you're planning to launch a new product or program, there's going to be a live masterclass that's included. I'll be talking about how to get your first 1,000 subscribers in 90 days. That class will also be held live on June 10th. And all of these are bonuses that are part of the website traffic solution. So if you've been on the fence, I would highly encourage you to pop over here. It's only open for about 2 more days. There's a few other bonuses I didn't even mention yet on this call, but I know that we're kind of running short on time here. I'll mention 2 more. The 5th bonus, Jen Scalia, which is an absolute superstar online. She was able to pull in 6 figures within only about 90 days, is teaching a masterclass all about using Facebook groups and how to attract your dream clients through using Facebook groups. And then another amazing bonus that we're including is Kat Latorzo, which is my actual mentor. She has earned over $2 million online and is going to be talking about how she became an Amazon best-selling author and uses Kindle to grow her email list and to really build an audience online. So there's lots of strategies out there, so many good things for you to put to use. And if you need any support or if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me via email and I will on this evening to respond to emails as well. So we will close up the program. I hope you took some notes. That was the power hour, power 30 minutes, really. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I'm here for you. I believe in you. And I hope that you have a beautiful and blessed rest of the day. I'll catch you guys in another training, okay? Bye-bye.